Let's start by looking at forms. A form is simply a web page that allows you to enter information, such as your name and address, which can then be transferred to other places. Explorer provides outstanding support for forms. You've already worked with a couple of forms during this course. The search tools we explored in the previous lesson consist of small forms, in which you enter your search words, then click a search button. And the new message windows we saw while working with email and news groups are considered forms. Many sites on the web offer feedback forms, where you can send responses to the website. And a very popular form is the order form, which allows you to place orders for products and services instantly over the net. Look over the screen, then click to continue. We're going to visit a site that offers a nice order form. It's in my Favorites folder, so please click the Favorites button. Here it is. I'll highlight it, then you click it. Look this over, then press your page down key. Notice that this page gives us a choice between secure form and a non-secure form. When you use a secure form, the information you enter cannot be taken by anyone else on the Internet. This is an important issue, since so many credit card transactions take place over the net every day. Let's check out the secure order form. Click the order button. Whenever we link from a non-secure document to a secure one, Explorer gives us this message. You'll notice it again later when we link from a secure document to a non-secure one. By the way, you can turn off the display of these warning messages from here or by using the Options dialog box from the View menu. Look it over, then click the Yes button. Wow, this is some graphic. Before we scroll down, I want to point out a couple of things. Notice that the protocol part of the URL now says HTTPS. That means this document is coming from a secure server. And the picture of the lock on the right side of the status bar means this is a secure document. Look this over, then scroll down about 5 times using your page down key. Here we are at the first section of input fields. The first field has a drop-down list attached to it, meaning you select an item from a list instead of typing it in. Click its button. This looks more like a drop-up list than a drop-down list. To select an item, we just highlight it and click it. Let's go crazy and select the last item. I'll highlight it, then you click it. Here's something to keep in mind. While you're filling in fields, you can't use the page down key to scroll down. We won't complete all the fields, but I'm going to scroll down the screen to show you another section. To type information into a field, you first have to click inside it. Click inside the name field. Now, please type in my name. To move to the next field, you can either click inside it or press your tab key. Pressing enter won't work. Press your tab key now. And that's about all there is to it to completing fields. Just typing information, pressing your tab key, and selecting from a drop-down list, though some forms also offer radio buttons and checkboxes. After you've completed a form, you need to click a button that will send the information. I'll scroll down to reach the bottom of the page. Here's the button you click to send the information. Many forms will give you a confirmation message after the information has been sent. Look over the screen, then bring up the start page. Since the Explorer start page is not a secure document, we see this message. Look it over, then click the Yes button.